This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Secretary, call the roll.
Senator Blair, Boland, Kamak, Cronin, Kerr, DeSanto, Ewing, Foster, Greenfield, Heinert, Jensen, Kennedy, Klum, Kolbeck, Langer, Maher, Monroe, Nelson, Nessaba, Norstrup, Otten, Partridge, Rush, Russell, Schoenbeck, Smith, Soholt, Solano, Stalzer, Steinhauer, Sutton, White, Wick, Wismer, and Youngberg. We have a quorum, Mr. President.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 19th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Senator Greenfield, Chair.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Four announcements today. First of all, the doctor of the day is Amy Garrigan from Sioux Falls. Amy, there we are. Dr. Garrigan is a first-year psychiatry resident at Avira Behavioral Health in Sioux Falls. She received her medical degree from USD Stanford School of Medicine. So you probably kept busy today? Welcome, and thank you for your help. I believe also we'd like to welcome Miranda Vines, the 2018 State 4-H Rodeo Ambassador. Amanda is the daughter of Tommy Dale and Jerry Ann Vines from Eagle Butte. As a State Rodeo Ambassador, she will not only represent 4-H Rodeo, but the whole 4-H family. I believe she's in the reserve seating. Please stand. Welcome. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Senate Committee on Appropriations met and had under consideration House Bill 1039, recommends due pass, and they recommend tabling Senate Bills 41 and 104. Senator Wick, Chair. Committee on Local Government had under consideration House Bill 1057, recommending due pass, and recommending that House Bills 1027, 1064, and 1098 recommend due pass to be placed on the consent calendar. Senator Jensen, Chair. Committee on Health and Human Services had under consideration Senate Bills 85 and House Bill 1121. They recommend due pass to be placed on the consent calendar. And Senate Bill 70, and that is due pass amended and then to be placed on the consent calendar. Senator Soholt, Chair. Committee on Transportation. They had under consideration Senate Bill 93, recommend due pass as amended, and they recommend deferring Senate Bill 110 to the 41st legislative day. Senator Blair, Vice Chair. The Committee on Taxation had under consideration Senate Bill 86. They recommend due pass, and they recommend deferring Senate Bill 161 to the 41st legislative day. Senator Monroe, Chair. And finally, the Committee on State Affairs had under consideration Senate Bill 126, recommend due pass as amended, and then Senate Bill 8 was amended, and then they recommend referring it to the Joint Committee on Appropriations. And they recommend deferring Senate Bill 139 to the 41st legislative day. Senator Ewing, Chair. The Committee on Legislative Procedure reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 22, 32, 37, and 51 and find the same correctly enrolled, and the committee reports that Senate Bills 10 and 25 were delivered to Her Excellency the Governor for her approval this morning. Senator Greenfield, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform the body that the House has concurred in Senate amendments to House Bill 1008. I have the honor to transmit House Bill 1181, which has passed the House and your favorable consideration is requested. I have the honor to return Senate Bill 44, which has been amended by the House and your concurrence in the amendment is requested. And I have the honor to transmit Senate Bills 22, 32, 37, and 51, which have passed the House without change. Respectfully, Sandra J. Zinter, Chief Clerk.
Consideration of executive vetoes.
The Senate proceeds to the reconsideration of Senate Bill 14 pursuant to the veto of the governor and the veto message found on page 270 of the Senate Journal as provided in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
So the question is, shall Senate Bill 14 pass, the veto of the governor notwithstanding? Comments on the question. Senator Stalzer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 14 was a Public Utilities Commission bill entered on by the Commerce and Energy Committee. I have been in contact with the authors at PUC. They agree with the governor that there is a fatal flaw in this bill, and they have asked that we not override the veto. In other words, that you vote no. Thank you.
Further remarks? Any further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, then the question is, shall Senate Bill 14 pass, the veto of the governor notwithstanding? All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair.
Nay.
Bolin.
No.
Kamak.
No.
Cronin.
No.
Kern.
No.
DeSanto.
No.
Ewing.
No.
Foster. It's excused. Greenfield.
No.
Jensen.
Yes.
Kennedy. Plum?
No.
Kobach?
No.
Langer?
No.
Maher?
No.
Monroe? Monroe?
Aye. No.
Okay, what is it?
No.
Okay. Nelson?
Aye.
Sure. Nessaba?
No.
Nordstrup?
No.
Auden?
No.
Partridge?
No.
Rush?
No.
Russell?
No.
Schoenbeck? Excused. Smith?
No.
Soholt?
No.
Solano?
Excuse.
Stalzer?
No.
Steinhauer?
No.
Sutton?
No.
White?
No.
Wick?
No.
Wismer?
No.
Youngberg?
No.
Jensen votes no.
Mr. President, there's one yay, 30 nays, and four excused.
So the bill, not having received an affirmative vote of two-thirds majority of the members elect, is hereby declared lost, sustaining the governor's veto.
Senator Nelson moves that the Senate do now reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 107 lost.
Motions and resolutions.
I already read it. Sorry.
So the question is, Senator Nelson's, the question is, Senator Nelson's motion that the Senate do reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 107 lost. Are there remarks? Senator Nelson.
Thank you, sir. I get up with a very heavy heart. We've had an opportunity. We've had a discussion. South Dakota ranks number two in the nation for rape. South Dakota ranks number two.
Senator Nelson, I should have reminded us before we got started on this motion, the comments need to be limited to the motion at hand, not the merits of the bill, just like we saw in a previous floor debate. So you may speak to the motion to reconsider, but not debate the bill and the merits of the bill. If you have new information or an amendment, that's appropriate to bring forward.
Parliamentary inquiry.
Yes,
where are those limitations at? Because that's not what it states in 511 in our joint rules.
Senator Greenfield, why don't you come up? Thank you for your patience, Senator Nelson. I had never looked in the rule book, but the rules do not contradict what I have ruled, because you are limited to debate on the motion in hand, which is to reconsider a vote, not to reconsider the bill by debating it. So limit your remarks to the motion to reconsider. Thank you.
Parliamentary inquiry.
Yes, sir.
Where in the rules does it state that I'm limited? If it's not explicitly stated in the rules I'm limited, then I'm not limited. So I do ask the chair, the president, to point out in the rules where I'm exactly limited within our rules from speaking to the reconsideration motion.
I believe that was asked and answered, because you're limited to the motion, which is to reconsider the vote by which it was lost. If
okay.
You wish to challenge the rule of the chair, you can do that.
No, sir. What I'll do is, when the chair is not happy with what I'm talking about, give me a high sign and I'll go a different direction. We're here to talk about reconsidering the motion. I'm here to ask you to reconsider the motion because a grave ill was done in the vote yesterday. We're here to reconsider it because it was the wrong decision. The wrong decision because we're number two in the nation for rape. The main reason why we're reconsidering this.
Don't mean to raise my hand when you're out of order. You're out of order.
We're reconsidering this because yesterday we're blaming the victim. We had stories come out that if we put the statute back to the way it was being enforced in 2011, that we're going to have a tidal wave of women in South Dakota making false complaints. That's not the case, folks. Obviously, folks don't want to talk about this, so I've done my duty. It's on your conscience. It's on your daughters, your sons, if we don't fix this mess. Thank you.
Further remarks on the motion to reconsider? Senator Langer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would urge the body to resist this motion. We had a lengthy discussion yesterday, and I think we equally realized that there was problems in this bill. We had some quick amendments. I think this isn't ready for prime time, and I would ask you to not reconsider at this time.
Further remarks on the reconsideration motion? Does anybody wish to speak before Senator Nelson speaks a second time? Seeing none, Senator Nelson.
We had motions and amendments because people brought forth claims of concerns that weren't valid, that weren't sincere, because when we brought forth an amendment to address their concerns, they turned it down. The fact of the matter is that we have one of the weakest rape statutes in the nation.
Senator Nelson.
Not sure how I'm supposed to address something when I'm not allowed to speak to something that's not even prohibited in our rules. I've done my duty. It's your duty to uphold the law of South Dakota. 22 members of the Senate voted for this in 2017. Many of you flipped your votes. Let's stop blaming the victims. No should be no. Not maybe, not it's okay if the victim's drunk and you can't get caught.
Further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, the question is Senator Nelson's motion to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 107 lost. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Pardon?
No.
No, okay. Bolin?
No.
Kamak?
No.
Cronin?
No.
Kurd?
No.
DeSanto?
Aye.
Ewing?
No.
Greenfield?
No.
Hi, Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
No.
Klum?
No.
Kobach?
No.
Langer?
No.
Maher?
No.
Monroe?
No.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nessebar?
No.
Northrup?
No.
Auden?
No.
Partridge?
No.
Rush?
No.
Russell?
Aye.
Smith?
No.
Soholt?
No.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
No.
Sutton?
No.
Pardon?
No. Okay.
White?
No.
Wick?
No.
Wismer?
No.
Youngberg?
No.
Mr. President, there are 5 yeas, 26 nays, and 4 excused.
So the motion, having failed to receive a majority of members elect, is hereby declared lost. A couple announcements. Please welcome the volunteers of the Alzheimer's Association South Dakota chapter. These are people living with the disease, caregivers, volunteers, and professional caregivers from across the state. This is on behalf of Senator Soholt. Are you in the gallery with us? Please stand. Be recognized. Thank you.
Resolution number 2, a resolution recognizing the impact of Alzheimer's disease and related dementias on persons living with these conditions, caregivers, and the state of South Dakota.
The President pro tem waived committee referral of SR2, and it will be placed on the calendar for Monday, February 11th, the 21st legislative day.
Senator Langer moves that Senate Bill 158 be referred from the Committee on Joint Appropriations to the Committee on Health and Human Services.
Second. Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Langer moves that the report of the Standing Committee on Judiciary on Senate Bill 143 be adopted.
Second.
Comments on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Consideration of executive appointments.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointment of David Mickelson of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to the State Board of Regents.
So the question being, does the Senate advise and consent in the executive appointment of David Mickelson? Are there any remarks? Senator Partridge.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. David Mickelson is a 1994 graduate of Black Hills State, where he played football for the Yellow Jackets. He's also the president and CEO of Graham Tire in Sioux Falls, and a husband and father with his family there. He was appointed by Governor Dugard to the State Board of Regents last year, and therefore he's up for re-election here, or advise and consent, after the appointment from the governor in 2019. I would ask for your favorable consideration of my friend, David Mickelson, for advise and consent on the Board of Regents. He's off to a great start, and I'd ask that you continue. Thank you.
Further remarks? Any further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, the question is...
Your mic.
Seeing no further remarks, the question is, does the Senate advise and consent in the appointment of David Mickelson? All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair.
No.
Follin.
Aye.
Mack.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Curd?
Yes.
DeSanto?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobach?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
No.
Monroe? Nelson?
Nay.
Nessaba?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 26 yeas, 3 nays, and 6 excused.
So the question, having received an affirmative vote of the majority of members elect, is hereby declared passed and the appointment confirmed.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointment of Russ A. Walls of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as the Assistant Adjutant General Air.
Are there any remarks? Senator Nelson.
Thanks, sir. I rise with great appreciation for the service of General Walls. Brigadier General Russ A. Walls is the Assistant Adjutant General Air, South Dakota National Guard. He is responsible for providing worldwide deployable mission-ready forces to combatant commanders and emergency response to support to civilian authorities. General Walls serves as a principal advisor to the Adjutant General for all matters pertaining to the South Dakota Air National Guard. As of 2 November 2018, General Walls is also dual-hatted as the Air National Guard Assistant to the Director of United States Pacific Air Forces. General Walls is what Marines would call a Mustang officer. He rose from the enlisted ranks and assumed the officer ranks. They call them Mustangs because they're wise, they're tough, and they know how to lead. He has an incredible history in the South Dakota Air National Guard. To include, he is a command pilot, flight hours of more than 3,700 hours. He's flown a T-37, T-38, A-7D, and the F-16C. His major awards and decorations are Legion of Merit, Meritorious Service Medal with Oak Leaf Cluster, Aerial Achievement Medal, Air Force Commendation Medal with Oak Leaf Cluster, Air Force Achievement Medal with Oak Leaf Cluster, Joint Meritorious Unit Award with Oak Leaf Cluster, Air Force Outstanding Unit Award with 8 Oak Leaf Clusters, Combat Readiness Medal with 7 Oak Leaf Clusters, Air Reserve Forces Meritorious Service Medal with Oak Leaf Cluster, National Defense Service Medal with Star, Armed Forces Expeditionary Medal, Global War on Terrorism Service Medal, Armed Forces Service Medal, Armed Forces Reserve Medal with 2 M devices. It is with great pleasure that I ask you to concur in General Walz's appointment. Thank you.
Any other remarks? Seeing none, the question is the advise and consent motion for Russ Walz. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair?
Aye.
Bolin?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
DeSanto?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobach?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselba?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 30 yeas, 5 excused.
So the question, having received affirmative vote of the majority of members-elect, is hereby declared passed and the appointment confirmed. First reading of House bills.
One bill today, an act to create a habitat conservation emblem specialty plate.
That House Bill 1181 has been assigned to transportation. Consent calendar.
Senator Wick requested that SCR 6 be removed from the consent calendar.
Second.
And then we have Senate Bill 91, an act to revise certain provisions regarding open meeting requirements. Senate Bill 113, an act to provide that certain information contained within applications for money lending licenses are public record. Senate Bill 155, an act to authorize additional nursing facility beds for the Michael J. Fitzmaurice Veterans Home. House Bill 1075, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the authority of conservation district governing boards. House Bill 1043, an act to require the Department of Social Services to collect and report certain information regarding the military affiliation of a parent whose child is subject to a report of abuse or neglect. House Bill 1044, an act to authorize certain children who are subject to a pending military relocation to apply for enrollment in a school district. And finally, HCR 1001, a concurrent resolution supporting the governor's efforts to fuel the state fleet with premium E30 fuel.
The bills listed on consent, having had a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Seeing no questions, the question is final passage of Senate Bill 91, 113. Senate Bill 155, House Bill 1075, House Bill 1043, House Bill 1044, HCR 1001. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair?
Aye.
Bolin?
Aye.
Mack.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Santo.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kobach.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Maher.
Maher.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nessebar.
Aye.
Nordstrom.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Wismer. Mr. President, there are 30 yeas, 5 excused.
So, Senate Bill 91, 113, 155, House Bill 1075, 1043, 1044, HCR 1001, all having received a majority member-elect, are hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the titles? Hearing none, the titles are deemed correct.
Senator Langer moves that the balance of the calendar be deferred until Monday, February 11th, the 21st legislative day.
Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
I need that consent.
The president has about a half dozen bills we need to sign.
Oh, here. It's here.
You want to do announcements first? Let's do announcements.
You gotta give me the...
Announcements. Senator Soholt.
There will be no Senate Health and Human Services on Monday.
Further announcements. Senator Ewing.
Thank you, sir. State Affairs, Monday morning, 10 a.m., room 414. We'll try to get through the bills we couldn't get through today, as well as our new ones.
Sir Wick.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Joint Committee on Appropriations is back at work on Monday, 8 a.m., looking through day one of the Department of Social Services.
Sir Blair.
Senate Transportation Committee, 8 o'clock on Monday.
Senator Monroe.
Hey, Mr. President. Have a good weekend. We're going to have Senate Taxation Committee at 2 o'clock. What time do we? 10 o'clock Monday morning.
Further announcing. Senator Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Local government, 8:30 Monday morning.
Any other announcements? Okay, we'll revert back to signing of bills. President is signing Senate Bill 22, an act to place certain substance on a controlled substance schedule and declare an emergency. President is signing Senate Bill 32, an act to revise the composition of the South Dakota Board of Social Work Examiners. President signing Senate Bill 37, an act to revise certain provisions regarding association health plans. President signing Senate Bill 51, an act to revise certain provisions regarding trusts. President is signing House Bill 1033, an act to revise provisions regarding transactions of business by trust companies. President is signing House Bill 1040, an act to establish certain provisions regarding the Opportunity Scholarship Program. Madam Secretary.
Senator Steinhauer moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all in favor of the adjournment motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We are adjourned.